Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 13th of June 2011. All of the technology news from the weekend in around 5 minutes. So the British Library is going to put thousands of books on your iOS device. It's released over 1,000 books from the 19th century into a free iPad collection. It includes novels, historical works, poetry, philosophy, and scientific stuff. Fantastic. It'll be free, like I say, absolutely free, and it'll be all of our heritage in one place. 60,000 titles could be going on as well later this year. Fantastic idea. Thank you, British Library. If you're a GQ subscriber, you're going to be getting thousands and thousands of pages free of charge. Because if you subscribe to the hard copy version of the magazine, you're going to get the iPad version in the UK free of charge. At the moment, you get the application free, but of course you have to subscribe to the content, which is £2.40 per episode. So if you've got the hardware version, it'll be a good saving. Big news for the US this morning. Spotify has signed Universal for the US streaming service that it wants to bring. The only people that are staying in its way now are Warner Brothers. And if Warner's agree to do something, then it means that Spotify will be available in the US almost immediately, perhaps later this year. It could be a huge cloud over Apple's silver lining, which is iCloud, but we'll have to wait and see. They've got to do the deal first, of course, and that could take a long time. Now, Wednesday, apparently, is the day that you're going to get brand new MacBook Airs, 11 and 13-inch, that are going to come with Sandy Bridge processors, and they're going to have the Thunderbolt I.O. attached to them as well. It's apparently, from sources that we have, a definite for Wednesday. What could also come is new Mac Pros and new Mac Minis. Now, I don't think there's going to be a redesign of these. I think it's just going to be the advent of the bigger processors and almost certainly Thunderbolt. Whether it's going to come on Wednesday or not for those two, I doubt, but MacBook Airs definitely are. iCloud has sued Apple. Yes, you looked at iCloud when it was launched on Monday and thought, iCloud, what a great word. Of course, it goes along with Apple. But apparently there's a company called iCloud Communications that are out there who aren't happy, of course, for obvious reasons. They've sat around for a couple of days and then late on last week, they decided that they were going to sue Apple for their hard-earned trademark. Whether it's going to see the inside of a court or not, I doubt. But the inside of iCloud's wallet could be getting a little bit cramped. Acer have come out with a new desktop computer. It's the Revo RL100 HTPC. It's only going to be available in America, unfortunately, and it's $500 and upwards. But it's quite innovative because it looks a little bit more like a media center, like a DVR, that kind of thing. And it's got a pull-out keyboard with a QWERTY keyboard at the bottom that you can sit and type in your stuff for. So it's clearly aiming at the medium market end of the spectrum. It goes up to $569 if you want Blu-ray capabilities. Russia has released an ATM that uses voice analysis to decide if you're lying or not. So when you fill out applications on the new device, it looks at biometric voice data and it combines it with your credit history to find out whether you are lying or not. Apparently it uses a system that this company manufactured for the police, which found several people that were lying in crimes. It sounds brilliant, but I've never talked to my ATM, other than when I had no money when I was a student. Panasonic has released a colourful new range of camcorders. They're going to be out in July. They look rather nice. The orange one particularly looks nice. The only thing that's going to be a bit mind-boggling is the different versions that are out there and available to you and the price tags associated with it. The HMTM2 will cost you $170. The HXWA10 will give you 1080p video and a 16 megapixel still for $350. And then the HXDC10 will cost you $280 and that will give you the same kind of thing, but it's only a 14 megapixel picture. After that, there's another one that comes down. I'm lost. That's not hard though, eh? And finally, one iOS developer in the UK has concocted a fantastic rig to catch someone who was playing Knockdown Ginger on his door. He got his iPhone and noticed it was the same size as the spy hole in his door, and he blue-tacked it to the door. And then, when the little guy came, he remotely triggered the camera, and he took a picture of him and went and showed his mum. Turns out it was a school kid above, and when his mum found out, he got a clip round the ear, and it all went back to normal. Well done, James. If you've got a story now and also listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back on Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal. Until then, I hope you have a good day and thanks for listening.